Welcome back in here to the DeWitt Gymnasium. Christian Zylstra on KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM and KDCR88.5.com. We have the second half of our door basketball doubleheader coming up here about 6.5 minutes away from the starting lineups here at the DeWitt Gymnasium in the showdown between the Dort University Defenders and the Hastings College Broncos. The women coming off a major victory, 66-64, giving the women a program record 21st win on the season. It's also the win over currently number two Hastings, and one that helps push the Defenders closer towards hosting a GPAC tournament contest. The Defenders are hoping to do more of the same as well this afternoon in the men's game. Hastings unranked, the Defenders receiving votes 26th in the national poll, just outside of being ranked in the top 25. And it's a contest, the Defenders, a win would go a long way with only one more regular season game remaining for the Dort men in trying to secure a top four spot in the GPAC standings. And why don't we start there as we take a look at the GPAC standings going into this game. Morningside has already won the conference regular season, finishing in first place 16-2 going into this weekend. Dakota Wesleyan and Northwestern, both a half game ahead of Dort University at 11-6 in the conference. Dort at 11-7 in fourth place. Northwestern still has to play Dakota Wesleyan and Morningside, the two teams ahead of it in the standings. So some big games for the Northwestern Red Raiders coming up next week as well. Dort's opponent on Wednesday, the Mount Marty Lancers, just a half game behind Dort at 10-7 in the GPAC standings. Mount Marty ranked number 18 in the country, and that'll be a big one for Dort, but obviously can't look past the Hastings Broncos here first. The first time these two teams played, a 70-68 victory for Dort. Hastings is in eighth in the conference. Jamestown and Concordia tied for sixth at 9-8 in the GPAC standings. Hastings is 6-11. Just ahead of Briarcliff, or a game and a half ahead of Briarcliff at 5-13. Midland in 10th at 5-12. And Doan in last place in the GPAC standings at 2-15 heading into this weekend. Our contest today is a big one for both sides, as Hastings is trying to create a little space and ensure it gets a spot in the GPAC tournament. Dort wants to host a conference tournament game. So Hastings, the men 13-14 overall on the season, 6-11 in the GPAC, and after winning four in a row in January, the Broncos have lost four in a row heading into the contest. Bart Hiscock leads the Broncos with over 21 points per game, also adds 8.3 rebounds. The senior from Bennington, Nebraska, has been big during his career for Hastings, and he's going to look to be big again today as well. Brendan Lepofsky adds 12 points per game as well with about four rebounds. Mason Heemstra averaging just short of 10 points per game, and Zach Kitten averaging 9 points per game. Now, the best shooter for Hastings, the one that Dort will certainly want to look at, is Shane Chamberlain. He's making 36% of his threes on the year. That'll be something Dort wants to watch out for. That's slightly above the shooting percentage from three for the Broncos on the year, a 34% three-point shooting team. They shoot 69% from the free throw line, 47% from the field overall, while allowing opponents to convert 45%. Hastings averaging 81 points per game, just out-rebounding opponents over the course of the season as well. Heemstra is the leading passer for the Broncos this season with 80 assists. Logan Kale not too far behind, though, with 68 through 27 games. For your Dort University Defenders on this senior day, the Defender men 20-8 overall, trying to match the women with a 21st win on the season today, and 11-7, as we mentioned earlier, in the GPAC standings, with just one game remaining in the regular season coming up next week. Garrett Franken coming off a big 30-point outing against Briarcliff on a Wednesday. He leads the team with 16 points per game and also grabs 7.5 rebounds per game along the way as well. He's actually number 37 in NAI Division II in rebounds per game and 35th in total rebounds. 58 assists as well for Garrett, 16 blocks. Jesse Jansma still averaging 11.6 per outing, second on the team, and made three-pointers with 45. Cade Bleeker averaging just short of 11 per game, adding four rebounds as well. Bleeker ranks number 21 in NAIA Division II men's basketball, shooting at just shy of 47% from behind the arc. The Defenders had an exciting win over the Briarcliff Chargers earlier this week, one at the Newman Flanagan Center, a 92-86 victory for the Defenders. Looking to carry more of that momentum forward moving here today and to finish the season strong for Dort. Dort has won five of its last six contests, and the one loss in that six-game stretch came in Orange City at the hands of the Northwestern Red Raiders. The Defenders have been tough to beat at home this season outside of Dakota Wesleyan and Morningside here. Again, two close contests. Dakota Wesleyan winning that one on a buzzer beater from Ty Hoagland, and Morningside pulling away late, knocking down free throws to win 88-81. As I mentioned, the first time these two teams played, it was a close 70-68 low-scoring affair down in Hastings. Dort trailed 66-62 with about 3 minutes left in the game, but scored eight in a row to take a four-point lead, and then Hastings missed a shot at the buzzer, and the Defenders were able to close that one out. In that one, Ben Gason and Josh Finling ended 13. Cade Bleeker had 12. Lipovsky had 22 for the Broncos, and Kale had 13. We're going to take a quick break here on KDCR 88.5 FM. We'll be back in a minute, and we'll get you your starting lineups for today's contest at the DeWitt Gymnasium between the Hastings College Broncos and the Dort University Defenders. We are back here at the DeWitt Gymnasium, Dort University in Sioux Center, Iowa, for today's contest between the Dort Defenders and the Hastings College Broncos. Our starters today for the Broncos, Mason Heemstra, freshman from Alliance, Nebraska. Carson Ganzebaum starting as well at guard, a freshman from Bennington, Nebraska. Logan Kale starting at guard, a senior from Lincoln, Nebraska as well. Starting forwards for the Broncos, Brandon Lipovsky, a senior from Fairfield, Nebraska, and Bart Hiscock, a senior from Bennington, Nebraska. For the Defenders, it's the usual starting five: Jesse Jansma, Cade Bleeker, Ben Gasing, Garrett Franken, and Zach Bussard. It is senior day. Several seniors on the roster for Chad Barkema, Chandler Brunsting, Josh Finling, and Dustin Mara, and Zach Bussard. Chad Barkema was cleared. He does still have his fingers taped up from when he broke his hand late in the game against Dakota Wesleyan earlier this season. And he is cleared, though, and Dort hoping to get it back here late down the stretch this season. The Defenders wearing the white jerseys with black and gold trim. Hastings with the Hastings red, not quite maroon, but maybe maroon if you want to call it that, and black trim with white numbers. The Defenders will be going from right to left on your monitor this morning as the tip is won by Lipovsky, and the Broncos will start here with possession. With it is Heemstra. Hill hands it off to Lipovsky. Lipovsky, top of the key, three, no good. Off the back iron, rebound taken by Cade Bleeker. Bleeker will get it over to Ben Gasing, who will bring it across the timeline. Garrett Franken, right wing, looks for the pass down low. Nice off-ball screen by Cade Bleeker. Frees up Jesse Jansma, who gets the lay-in on the right block for the first basket of the game. Now Jansma will pick up Heemstra on defense. Driving right is Kale. Kale puts it up, gets past Gasing, and lays it in. An acrobatic move in the air, tied at two, just over 30 seconds in. Ben Gasing pushing Jesse Jansma. Thought about the three, pump fake, drives instead, fouled on the drive. And it'll be the first team foul. It'll go on Carson Ganzebaum, who picks up the foul. So the first whistle of the game comes 42 seconds in. It's a foul on Carson Ganzebaum. Pass is inbounded to Zach Bussard. He'll kick it back out to Garrett Franken. Jansma coming off a screen. Dribble back down. Kicks it back out to Franken. Franken, pull up, elbow jumper. A little bit too strong, no good. And a rebound wrestled away by Bart Hiscock. Gets it out to Heemstra. Hastings looking to push a little bit. Kale knocked away by Franken. Kale pleading for a foul, but Franken ends up with a steal. Cade Bleeker now, right wing, uses the Franken screen. Gets into the paint, kicks it out. Left wing three, Ben Gasing too strong. Rebound by Ganzebaum. Carson Ganzebaum will bring it across the timeline for the Broncos. They pass it left over to Lipovsky. Art Hiscock now, right wing, thought about the three, swings it right. Kale. Kale picks up his dribble, swings it top of the key. Lipovsky thought about the three as well. Instead, Start to back down Franken. Tries to get the pass into the corner, but it's knocked off a leg. Will stay with the Broncos here. 11 left on the shot clock. 11 on the shot clock. Mason Heemstra will inbound it underneath the basket. Bounce pass in, jump shot. Lepofsky too strong. Can't draw the iron. The rebound taken away by Bleeker. Now Ben Gasink wanting to push. Cade Bleeker trailing, gets it. He'll drive into the paint, kicks it out to Gasink. The extra pass, three-point shot. Garrett Franken picks up where he left off against Briarcliff. 30 on Wednesday. Knocks down the first triple of today's contest. Just under 2 minutes in, 5-2 defenders. Heemstra over to the right. Lepofsky, bounce pass onto the left post. Hiscock moves right, almost drags his pivot foot. A tough shot, throws it up, draws iron. But Cade Bleeker grabs his third rebound. Now Bleeker will push, has Gasing. Gasing thought about the three, hands it off to Franken. Franken with a size advantage, but lost the ball, has to pass it. Over to Bleeker. Franken slips screen. Bleeker driving left baseline. Kicks it back out to Franken. 12 on the shot clock. Franken baseline, right hand elevation, no good. And Hiscock with the board. Art Hiscock grabs his second rebound. Heemstra now, the quick pass over the top, trying to get the alley-oop, and Garrett Franken's going to be called for the foul. First personal foul on Garrett Franken. And so Brendan Lepofsky will head to the free throw line. The 6'4 senior, a transfer from the University of Nebraska, Omaha, playing in the Summit League for the Mavericks. 6'4 forward. So Lepofsky will be at the free throw line. 5-2, our score just over 3.5 minutes into this contest. And Lepofsky knocks down the first free throw. We'll have another one coming. Both teams with one foul so far. 5-3, second free throw coming up for Lepofsky. And he switches that one as well. So the lead 5-4 for Dort. Hastings extending the press just a little bit, but Ben Gasing can get across the timeline easily. Bussard sets the screen. Gasing moves right over to Franken. Top of the key. Now Jansma. Jansma will drive right over to Bussard. Bussard, right wing. Dribbles left. Uses a Bussard screen. Bleeker rising up off the glass and good. Cade Bleeker with his first 2 points of the contest. 7-4. Heemstra over to Kale. Logan Kale over to Hiscock. Now left wing Gansabaugh. Down low, Lepofsky back to Kale. Three-point shot, right wing, in and out, no good. And Garrett Franken fouled, going up for the rebound. Mason Heemstra will pick up the personal. Foul goes on Mason Heemstra. We'll get a substitution. Zach Bussard will get a rest. And Josh Vindlingen will check into this one. 7-4 our score. 3 minutes, 17 seconds into this contest here at the DeWitt Gymnasium. The Hastings Broncos and the Dort University defenders. Ben Gasing guarded and taken away by Heemstra. He'll break. Hump fake. Gasing recovers but called for the foul. And so Heemstra will head to the free throw line for two. Heemstra picked the pocket of Ben Gasing and then drew the foul at the other end. Two fouls on both teams. The first personal for Ben Gasing. Mason Heemstra, the freshman from Alliance, Nebraska, heading to the free throw line. And the first free throw is good. Mason Heemstra knocking it down. On the season, Heemstra a 73% free throw shooter. And he knocks down the pair. 7-6 defenders with the early lead 3.5 minutes into this contest. Again, a little bit of an extension of the press. Dort just having to work a little harder to get it across the timeline. Gasing over to Franken, now Vindlingen. Vindlingen hands it off to Jansma, who drives, rises in the paint with the right hand. A couple friendly bounces on the iron, and that one drops for the first, or the second basket, I should say, for Jesse Jansma. He has 4, 9-6 defenders. Now driving, laying it up with the right hand. Gansabaugh gets his first 2, 9-8. Gasing across the timeline. Left wing, with it is Jansma. He'll drive right into the paint, going up with the left hand through contact, knocked away, and Heemstra will look to push. Hastings looking to grab its first lead of the contest on this possession. 9-8, Dort leads. About 4.5 minutes in, shot clock down to 17. with it on the right wing and tipped out of bounds by Ben Gasink. That was Lepofsky trying to get it over into the corner. We get a couple substitutions. Marcus Winterfeld and Chandler Brunsting will check in. And for the Hastings Broncos, Shane Chamberlain and Zach Kitten will enter. So Brunsting, Jansma, Winterfeld, Van Lingen, and Bleeker on the floor for the defenders. With it right now on the left wing, Kale tries to get the bounce pass, looking for Chamberlain down low. That one kicked out of bounds. Shot clock will reset to 20. Hastings will have a side out right in front of the Dort student section here. And it'll be Kale to inbound. Gets it to Heemstra easily. Heemstra guarded by Jansma, now right wing. With it is Chamberlain. He drives, kicks it back out. Lepofsky, top of the key. Over to Chamberlain, right wing three-pointer. No good. Off the front of the iron, rolled around, and Brunsting takes it up for the defenders. Winterfeld, Bleeker, three, baseline, it's good. Cade Bleeker, top 25 in the nation in NAIA Division II, from behind the arc, shoots it at about a 47% clip. Knocks down that triple, it's 12-8. Kale, left wing, Heemstra, contested three, but the answer. Mason Heemstra with the basket. So it's 12-11. Heemstra trying to get the steal, a gamble there. He's going to pick up the foul, and that's going to be his second personal. Mason Heemstra, the freshman, getting caught just a little too late on the break there, trying to pick that one off and take it the other direction. Third team foul. And we'll get Heemstra headed to the bench. Eli Hunter will enter, the senior guard from Grand Island, Nebraska. Brunsting, he'll be guarded by Hunter. Gets it off to Jansma. Jansma, bounce pass on the drive. Lay-in no good for Josh Van Lingen. Could not finish the basket on the left block, and that's a break for the Broncos. Lepofsky guarded by Winterfeld. Down to Chamberlain. Chamberlain's fronted by Bleeker. Trying to back down Bleeker. He'll kick it back out. Hunter, left wing Lepofsky. Three. That one off the back iron. No good. Rebound corralled by Brunsting. He'll try to go with the long extension pass. Winterfeld to Jansma. Jansma driving. And he's fouled. Taking it to the basket. He'll head to the line for two. Foul goes on Zach Kitten. His first personal and the fourth team foul called against the Broncos. So Jansma will go to the line. The defenders up 12-11, 14-02 remaining here in the first half. And the first one from Jansma is tried and true. Zach Busser will check in now for Josh Van Lingen. Jansma, an 84% free throw shooter, 64 of 76 on the season from the charity stripe. And Jansma's second free throw is good as well. 14-11, the lead back out to three for the defenders. Eli Hunter will bring it up the court. Right wing, Logan Kale. Top of the key, that's Kitten. Over to Lepofsky, left point. Hastings passing it around the perimeter. With it in the corner, bounce pass down to Lepofsky. He's on the block. Marcus Winterfeld guarding him down low. Turn around, left-handed jumper. And that one's going to hit off the shot clock. Good defense by Marcus Winterfeld in the post. And the possession will head over to Dort University, 14-11. Another substitution, Ryan Ierna checking in for Lepofsky for the Broncos. So Ierna, Kitten, Ganzebaum, Hunter on the floor, and Chamberlain. For Dort, it's Brunsting with it, uses the bussard screen. Winterfeld top of the key, Jansma and Bleeker. Jansma has it, guarded and knocked away by Ierna. Now Ierna on the break. Chandler Brunsting back. Good defense at the rim by Chandler Brunsting. Hastings gets the offensive rebound. And now Dort knocks it away. The entry pass knocked away. Dort on the break. Fantastic defense by the defenders in transition. Now Zach Busser, what a feed. Marcus Winterfeld with the right-handed. Was that a no-look? It might have been a no-look. And a nice cut off the screen. Pick and roll from Busser. Cut to the basket. Lays it in on the left block. 16-11 defenders lead. Ierna. Top of the key, no one within a couple feet of him. He'll step inside the three-point line, shoot it off the front of the iron, and Dort will be content with that shot attempt as Jansma takes it up the floor. deep three-point shot, the DU logo. That one short from Winterfeld. And it is Gansebaum. He'll take it over the timeline. And Winterfeld trying to make up for that deep three-point miss. Knocks it out of bounds on the pass attempt out to the corner. Intended for Ierna. Franken will check in for Cade Bleeker. And Bart Hiscock will check in as well. So it looks like on the floor, Hiscock, Ierna, Gansebaum, Hunter, and Kitten. For the defenders, Winterfell, Franken, Bussard, Gasink, and Brunston. 16-11. Just over 7.5 minutes into this contest at the DeWitt Gymnasium. Free throw line swings it over to Ierna. Ierna sets a hard screen on Brunston. Frees up briefly. Gansebaum back to Ierna. Up hard Hiscock. 8 on the shot clock. He's fronted by Bussard. Step back 3. Hiscock. That's off the back iron. No good. The leading scorer for the Broncos. Over 21 points a game. Still scoreless 8 minutes in. 16-11. Brunsting dribbles left. And we're going to get a freedom of movement foul called on Eli Hunter. He put both hands. Technically, the freedom of movement, you're not supposed to put hands on the defenders there. But often, you can potentially get away with one that far away from the basket, not two hands. And so Hunter picks up his first personal 15 foul. Gasing gets it over to Franken. Handoff, Brunstein. Trapped in the corner, looking for an option. Bussard flashes in the paint. Moves left, goes right, hit on the arm, but no foul called on that shot attempt. And so Shane... or Zach Kitten, I should say, with the solid defense in the end. Hiscock back down to Kitten. Kitten on the left block. Kicks it out, Ierna. Free throw jumper, no good. That one misses right. Front and right of the iron, and Gasink will take it up the floor. Winterfeld, left wing, over to Franken. He'll hand it off top of the key. Gasink drives, kicks it out. Deep three-point attempt for Winterfeld, and that one too strong. But an offensive weak side rebound by Zach Busser, and the senior puts it back in on senior day. 4 points for Zach Busser. It's 18-11, and we're going to get a timeout. Bill Gavers not happy with the effort his team is putting forth right now, and so Dort, an 18-11 lead. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Dort University Basketball here on KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM.
This broadcast of Defender Athletics on KDCR is made possible by Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, paint-free dent removal, glass insulation, and frame repair. A certified PPG shop at 722-2313. And by the Van Engelen Hoven Insurance Agency of Orange City. We do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent, 737-6000.
And we're back here at the DeWitt Gymnasium in Sioux Center, Iowa. 18-11, just over 9 minutes into this contest. The defenders, a 7-point lead on the Broncos. Pass is inbounded to Heemstra. He's back on the floor with two fouls. Hastings not liking the way the offense is looking without him. And instantly it's better, although that one, I think more credit to Carson Gansebaum with a reverse layup after the baseline drive. 18-13. Winterfeld picks up his dribble. Swings it left. Now 30 feet away from the basket, Brunstein. Guarded, picked up his dribble again. Gets it past Heemstra, although a travel called. As Marcus Winterfeld, I think he too was a little fooled and thought Heemstra was going to get a piece of that. And so Heemstra, instantly his presence improves the Broncos offensively and defensively. Gansebaum with the basket, and then Heemstra helps force the travel. 9.5 minutes into this one. 18-13 defenders. Heemstra, right wing, goes left, now gets it back to Hiscock. Swings it, perimeter. Popsky thought about the three, instead gets it down to Kitten. Kitten on the right block, guarded by Winterfeld. He's got the size advantage, goes up, but it's blocked away by Winterfeld. Marcus Winterfeld, the athleticism advantage on that one. 18-13, halfway into the first half. Garrett Franken driving. Nice layoff, but Zach Busser can't finish. The defense enough presence. Gacy gets it back to Busser, and he lays it in. Second chance points on the last two opportunities for Bussard. He has six. The lead is seven. 20-13. A curl screen shot. No good. Just inside the three-point line. Hiscock wrestling for it down low. He has it. Shoots it from his knees and makes it. Well, you don't average 21 points a game, I guess, without hitting some unique ones from time to time. And that one, I don't know if I've seen that one in quite some time. You've seen some guys doing it sitting down every now and again late in the shot clock, but a new shot clock off the offensive rebound. The defense cleared in the perfect touch from Bart Hiscock. Gets his first basket. 20-15, Dort leads. 9:30 remaining in our first half. Ben Gasink over to Bleeker. He'll use a Franken screen, dribbling right. Then Lingen on the floor, checked in for Bussard during the commotion there after the basket and the whistle to womp up the floor. Eight on the shot clock. Gasink, left wing with a Jansma. He'll drive baseline, gets past his man, and lays it in the reverse. Jesse Jansma with a strong start here. 8 points in this one, 22-15. Hiscock, fronted by Van Lingen. Goes up, Van Lingen gets a piece of it. I think it's going to be last touch by Van Lingen, out of bounds. And so Hastings will have possession underneath the basket and 19 on the shot clock. Eli Hunter will check out. Logan Kale checks in. Lepofsky, Heemstra, Hiscock. And so one guy I haven't said yet. Kale on the floor for Hastings. For Dort, Van Lingen, Jansma, Bleeker, Franken, and Gasek. Heemstra, right wing, 15 on the shot clock. Baseline and fouled on the reverse attempt. It's going to be Cade Bleeker picking up his first personal 13th foul. That'll send Carson Gansabaugh to the free throw line. 4-2. Right now the defenders lead by 7, 22-15. And the first free throw from Gansabaugh is good. Gansabaugh, a 58% free throw shooter on the season. Actually, just the 13th and 14th attempts he's had on the year. And the second is good as well. So Gansabaugh improves his percentage. Now 9 of 14 on the season. The lead back to 5. 22-17. 8.5 left to go in the first half. Nice off-ball cut. And a beautiful feed from Josh Van Lingen. Franken could not finish, but the foul will send him to the free throw line as Logan Kale picks up his first personal. And with that as well, the 16th foul. So the rest of the half, the defenders will be in the bonus. Garrett Franken at the free throw line. The soft shooter's touch gets that to go. A 65% free throw shooter on the season. And the lead is 6. 23-17. 24-17. Franken knocks down the pair. He has 5. And the defender's up by 7. Heemstra. A dribble left along the perimeter. Picked up by Jansma. Gansabaugh over to Lepofsky. Right wing, bounce pass to Hiscock. On the block, going up and getting it. A nice touch with the right hand for Bart Hiscock. 24-19 defenders. Maybe the shot from the knees getting Hiscock going a little bit. Again, 21 points per game, the scoring average. Van Lingen, Jansma. Over to Franken, top of the key. 15 on the shot clock. Jansma will drive, takes it back out. Good defense by Lepofsky. Open three-point attempt for Van Lingen, though. Can't get it to go. Bart Hiscock was late on the defense there, but Van Lingen couldn't cash in. 24-19 still. 7:40 remaining in the first half. Gansabaugh, he'll dribble right. Over to Hiscock. Right wing, dribbles left. Lepofsky, nice give and go. Hiscock on the slip, 24-21. And so Bart Hiscock has the last 6 points. We're going to get an official's timeout here. I think for blood, Josh Van Lingen will go to the bench here to clean up some blood, and Zach Bussard will check in. 24-21, 7:25 remaining in the first half in this one between the Hastings College Broncos and the Dort University Defenders. You're listening to Dort University Basketball on KDCR. Gasing gets it across the timeline over to Franken. Bleeker goes right. Jansma looking for something down low. Gets bussered. Right elbow back to Franken. Three-point shot rattles home. Garrett Franken knocks down the triple. His second triple of the game, 27-21. Is it Kale? Guarded by Gacy. Dribbling right over to Hiscock. He'll shoot from three. That one off the back iron, no good. Cade Bleeker with a rebound. That one almost picked off by Heemstra. Now Dort has a numbers advantage. Jansma, corner three, good. Jesse Jansma, back-to-back possessions with a three for the defenders. Jansma has 11. Franken with 8. It's a 9-point lead, 30-21. Hiscock guarded on the perimeter by Bussard. Over to Lepofsky. Bounce pass, free throw line, jumper. That one no good from Heemstra. Tried to track it down, tips it, but Jansma has it. It's a 4-on-3. Jansma, Gasing, right wing three. It's good. Three straight possessions with a triple for the defenders, and Hastings has to call a timeout. It's raining threes on senior day here in the past minute and a half, 33-21. We'll be back in a minute. You're listening to Dort University Basketball on KDCR.
The Great Plains Athletic Conference is an affiliated conference of the NAIA, consisting of 12 private, faith-based colleges and universities in Nebraska, Iowa, South, and North Dakota. Founded in 2000, the GPAC is proud of our academic and athletic excellence. Last year, the conference totaled 766 NAIA Daktronics Scholar Athletes and 193 NAIA Scholar Teams. Since the league began in 2000, the GPAC has claimed 30-team NAIA National Championships. For more information about the GPAC, visit our website, gpacsports.com, or follow us on Twitter at GPAC Sports. The Great Plains Athletic Conference, academic and athletic excellence since 2000.
This broadcast of Defender Athletics on KDCR is made possible by Highway Chevrolet Buick. Find new roads at Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, Iowa. Their entire inventory of over 150 new and used vehicles is on the web at highwaychevrolet.com. And by People's Insurance. People's Insurance wants to provide you with experience, value, and selection for all of your insurance needs. You can call Blake Kruger or Lisa Dykstra at People's Insurance in Sioux Center, 722-0101. People's Insurance, with locations in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Lester, Akron, Sheldon, and Haywarden, Iowa, and Jasper, Minnesota.
Back here at the DeWitt Gymnasium, a three-point basket from the right wing from Logan and Kale. So good production out of the timeout there for the Hastings Broncos as they quickly, less than a couple seconds into the shot clock, were able to get the triple up from the right wing. Jansma over to Bussard, top of the key, 15 on the shot clock, still a 9-point lead for Dort here in the first half. 5:45 remaining, 10 on the shot clock. With it, Winterfeld backs down Kitten. Right hand, can't get it to go. Zach Bussard, the offensive rebound, has to kick it out. He was too far underneath the basket. Runsting, Winterfeld, Bleeker. Back down to Bussard. Reward the big man for his efforts on the glass. Kicks it out. Bleeker, three, no good. Offensive rebound, though, by Zach Bussard. Bussard, right hand, off the glass, and it's good. Zach Bussard, two offensive rebounds and a basket on that possession. And it's 35-24. 35-24, an 11-point lead for Dort. 5 minutes remaining here in this half. Hiscock, top of the three. Top of the key three, I should say. And that one's good. He didn't score for the first 8 minutes, but very quickly, he's got nine. 9 points for Bart Hiscock. 23 on the shot clock as Jansma left wing over to Bleeker. Bleeker, guarded by Kale. Kicks it back out. Winterfeld, right wing. 14 on the shot clock, guarded by Hiscock. Jansma now uses a Winterfeld screen down low, and Bussard is fouled from behind. A hard foul, Zach Bussard. Wide open on the block, and the late recovery from Zach Kitten. He picks up his second personal foul. 17th foul on the Broncos, and so Bussard, with an 8-point lead for the defenders, will head to the line. Zach Bussard with 8 points. If he knocks down the pair, can hit double digits in the first half. And I jinxed it. Off the back iron, no good. On the season, Bussard shooting just under 61% from the free throw line. Second free throw. That one's no good. Both of them off the back iron. And so an empty possession for the Defenders. 35-27, Dort leads. 4.5 minutes left to go in this half. Mark Hiscock thought about the pass to the wing. Instead, will hand it off to Kale. Back over to Kitten. Kale, now right block. A beautiful feed from Hiscock, but Kitten unable to finish. Gets the offensive rebound, and he's fouled on the second attempt by Zach Bussard. That'll be Zach Bussard's first personal, just the fourth foul on the Defenders in this half. But Kitten will go to the line. On the floor for the Broncos right now, Logan Kale and Mason Heemstra out there. At the line is Zach Kitten. Art Hiscock is out there along with Brendan Lepofsky as well. Kitten's first free throw is good. Garrett Franken will check in for Cade Bleeker. And looks like if this free throw goes in, we'll get a substitution for Kitten. On the season, Zach Kitten, a 60% free throw shooter. His free throw is no good. Off the back iron, Garrett Franken, rather, rips down the rebound. 7-point lead, 4 minutes remaining in this first half of play. Runsting on the floor, gets it over to Jansma. Nice off-ball screen set for Franken. Kicks it back out to Brunsting. 14 on the shot clock. Jansma goes right, hand off Franken. Franken driving, tries to get it to Bussard on the other block, but it's intercepted by Bart Hiscock. Now Mason Heemstra, 1-on-3, almost a goaltend. It didn't matter in the end. Brendan Lepofsky, trailing the play, puts it back, and the lead is 5, 35-30. Franken with it. Hand off to Winterfeld. He's on the right wing, 18 on the shot clock. Thought about the handoff to Jansma. Instead, Franken left wing. Franken will drive, guarded by Kitten, raises up off the right iron, and the offensive rebound for Zach Bussard, who just discarded Bart Hiscock. It's a 37-30 advantage for the Defenders, and Bussard joins Jansma in double figures. He has 10. Top of the key, Logan Kale, pump fake. Gets inside the three-point line. Three-pointer, this one from Bart Hiscock on the left wing, is good. He's got 12. Bart Hiscock has 21 per game as his average. Now 12 in the first half, all scored in less than 10 minutes of game action. After not scoring the first 8 minutes. Zach Bussard, Jesse Jansma, right elbow, pull up, knocks it down. Coach Brian Van Haften wanted the timeout, and if they're going to get it to him, I think if you go out far enough on the court, you'll get it. So we'll take a quick 30-second break. 2:36 remaining here in the first half, 39-33, Defenders.
This broadcast of Defender Athletics on KDCR is made possible by Joe's TV and Appliance in Orange City, offering new and used appliances, grills, TVs, and now Serta mattresses, all backed with service you know, guaranteed by Joe. By C&H Body Repair in Orange City, an ICAR-recognized gold-class shop. It's a full-service automotive collision repair facility, also offering 24-hour towing and recovery services in northwest Iowa. C&H Body Repair, their reputation didn't happen by accident. And by Kevin Gasing, CFA, and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764.
Back here in Sioux Center, you're listening to Dort University Basketball on KDCR. 39-33 Defenders, just under 2.5 minutes left in this first half. Lepofsky, Heemstra, Kale, Hiscock with a lay-in on the left block. A nice off-ball screen, and Chamberlain out there for the Broncos. Brunsting, then Lingen, Franken, Gasing, and Winterfeld out there for the Defenders. Gasing with it now, over to Winterfeld. Left wing, hands off, Winterfeld trying to fight through the screen there. Van Lingen left alone top of the key. What about the three? We'll hand it off. Three-point basket. Right wing no good from Chandler Brunsting. Ball loose, knocked by Van Lingen. And Frank, or rather, Winterfeld gets it. Goes up with it. Has it blocked. And a jump ball called. And the Defenders will keep possession here with 18 on the shot clock. Mason Heemstra will check out. Carson Kansabon will check back in. Heemstra picked up two fairly early fouls, but did a good job of not picking up another. 39-35, 1:53 left to go in the first half. A four-point lead for Dort. Shooting 51% from the field, 52% from the field. The Broncos, 40%. Pass inbounded, tipped by Lepofsky back to Gasing, who had just gotten inbounds in time. And now some miscommunication. Franken wanted to hand it off to Gasing. And that's a turnover. That'll be turnover number 5 on the Defenders. Only 2 turnovers from Hastings. 39-35. Left wing driving is Gansebaum. Gansebaum's had a few nice reverse layups. Dort follows him this time. Gets it over to Chamberlain. Now to Kale. Gansebaum over to Chamberlain, who gets it down to Hiscock. He's on the block. Step back. Jumper. No good off the back iron. And the rebound. They're going to get a jump ball. Jump ball called. Lepofsky wrestling with Gasink. And so the jump ball means possession will stay on this end of the floor. Brunsting will check out. Jansma checks back in. 20 on the shot clock. The reset after the ball hit the rim. McHale will inbound it to Hiscock. And it's knocked away by Van Lingen. 1 second goes off the clock. 1:21 remaining. 19 on the shot clock here in this first half. Bart Hiscock leads all scorers with 14. Jesse Jansma with 13 for Dort University. Lepofsky using the screen from Gansebaum. He'll drive. And a hand check foul called on Jesse Jansma. Just his first personal and the 5th team foul. So the Defenders still 1 foul to give. And we'll do it again. 20 on the shot clock. Inbounded by Kale underneath the basket to Hiscock. He's fronted by Van Lingen. Swings it top of the key. 3-point shot for Chamberlain. It's good. And the lead is cut down to 1. 39-33. It was as big as 12. Hastings has cut the deficit to 1 with a minute remaining in the first half. Gasink over to Jansma. Uses a Van Lingen screen. Jansma, right elbow, thought about the jumper. The defense recovered. It's tipped into the corner. Gasink bodies a guy. Will go up with the floater off the glass. It's good. Ben Gasink gets the basket, and the 2-for-1 executed perfectly by the Defenders here late in the first half. Lepofsky down to Hiscock. Guarded by Van Lingen. Slight size advantage for Hiscock. Left hand, a tough shot is good. Bart Hiscock has it going. 16 points in this first half. 25 seconds remaining, and the Defenders, if they so choose, can hold on to this for the final shot. It's 41-40, 15 on the game clock. Jansma holding it out near half court. It's guarded by Gansebaum. 8 on the clock. Van Lingen, left wing. Over to Jansma. 5 on the clock. Down low to Franken. Franken, jump up. And gets it to roll. Garrett Franken gets the jumper to roll as the clock expires here in the first half. So, a half that Dort led by as much as 12, 33-21. Dort will end the first 20 minutes of this one with a 43-40 lead. We'll get a look at some of your stats and other items coming up in a little bit. Also at halftime here, honoring the seniors for the Dort University women's basketball team as well on this Senior Day extravaganza. You're listening to Dort University Basketball here on KDCR 88.5 FM. We will get over to Where Are They Now in just a minute on KDCR. Brendan Lyle, our interview for Where Are They Now at halftime during this contest. 43-40, Dort University with the 3-point lead on the Hastings College Broncos at the half. We are back here at the DeWitt Gymnasium. About 5 minutes left at halftime. The dance performance going on with a number of dance teams and local girls in the community. Honor to the women as well, the Dort University women's basketball team seniors and senior managers at halftime today. And so good to see that there on Senior Day. The Dort men currently leading 43-40 at halftime over the Hastings College Broncos. Your first half stats for the two teams involved today. Hastings from the field shooting a 42% at 14 of 33. 5 of 11 from behind the arc at 46% and 7 of 8 from the free throw line. The Defenders actually just a hair better in one of those categories. The same in another and a little bit worse in the other. Dort shooting 55% for the field, 17 of 31. 5 of 11 from 3 as well for 46%. And then at the free throw line, 4 of 6 at 67%. Hastings led by Bart Hiscock, who Hadn't scored in the first 8 minutes, then knocked a shot down from his knees inside the paint. Literally on his two knees, knocked it down, and that was all Bart Hiscock needed. Scores, they just need one to fall, and sometimes the more unconventional ones can spur quite a performance. He leads all scorers in this one with 16 points and also leads the Broncos with four rebounds. He's the only player in double figures for Hastings, 6 points for Carson Ganzebaum as well. Brendan Lepofsky and Zach Kitten added 3 rebounds, 2 assists for Mason Heemstra and Brendan Lepofsky. Only 2 turnovers for Hastings in the first half. They did a great job taking care of the basketball. For the defenders, 5 turnovers, so not too bad. On pace for 10, that's right around, I think, where you're trying to shoot for in college basketball these days. If you can finish at 10 or below, you're ecstatic. 3 players in double figures for Dort. Jesse Jansma leads all scorers on the defender side with 13. 10 points for Garrett Franken and Zach Bussard. Ben Gasek and Kay Bleeker with 5 as well. 8 guys have played, 5 have scored, and those are the 5 starters. Rebounds, 6 for Zach Bussard to lead the defenders, 4 for Cade Bleeker, 3 assists for Ben Gasek, and 2 for Marcus Winterfeld. We are going to take a quick break. We'll come back in about 2 minutes, and then we'll get a look at GPAC scores around the conference, the scores of the other 4 games at halftime, and how things are shaping up in the GPAC standings. You're listening to Dort University Basketball on KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM and KDCR88.5.com. The second half beginning at about 4 minutes. We'll be back in 2 minutes, 43-40. Dort with a 3-point lead at the half on Senior Day. Back here in Sioux Center at the DeWitt Gymnasium, Christian Zylstra on KDCR 88.5 FM and KDCR88.5.com. Look at some men's scores around the GPAC. Halftime scores. Right now at halftime, Doan leads number 10 Dakota Wesleyan, 36-33. Then at the half, Northwestern, a 38-31 lead over Midland at the Boltman Center in Orange City. Morningside in Sioux City as well with a 45-36 halftime advantage on Jamestown. And Concordia, a 14-point advantage on number 18 Mount Marty at the half in Seward, 47-33 in favor of Concordia. What does that do for the Dort men? Well, frankly, if the Doan score holds, if Doan is able to upset Dakota Wesleyan, then the defenders would be back in play for second place in the conference standings. But first, obviously, Dort needs to take advantage here at home on Senior Day. The first half, a slight 3-point lead. The first time these two teams played, it was a tight contest, 70-68. And the defenders right now a 1-basket lead as well, as we just about get ready to start the second half in Sioux Center. Again, Bart Hiscock, a big first half, 16 points, averages 21 per game. For the defenders, 3 players in double figures, but 13 for Jesse Jansma, 10 for both Garrett Franken and Zach Bussard, but just a 3-point lead. 5 starters have played for Dort and scored. The other 3 bench players right now have not found a way to get onto the score sheet. In fact, right now, bench scoring in favor of Hastings, 9-0. Dort with the points in the paint advantage at 18-16, and the second chance advantage at 8-4. Only 7 combined turnovers in this game, 5 on Dort, 2 for Hastings, and we've had 0 combined points off turnovers. So Dort will start going from left to right. It's Garrett Franken, Ben Gasek, Zach Bussard, Cade Bleeker, and Jesse Jansma on the floor for the defenders. Jansma out to Bleeker, top of the key. Gasek drives left, bounce pass, baseline, and a good start to the second half for the defenders. Zach Bussard lays it in. He has 12. Mason Heemstra, Bart Hiscock, Logan Kale, Brendan Lepofsky, and Carson Ganzebaum on the floor for the Broncos. With it is Kale. He'll drive left, guarded by Jansma. Good defense by Jansma. But a nice find from Kale. A cutting Lepofsky lays it in with the left hand. 45-42 Dort. Gasek hands it off to Jansma. Right wing, Cade Bleeker. Guarded by Kale. Over to Franken. Now Franken on the right wing. 15 remaining on the shot clock. Going right, Jansma. Guarded by Gansbaum. Nice spin off the glass and good for Jesse Jansma. He has 15 points, a big game for the junior from Sioux Center. Jansma gives Doherty a five-point lead once again. Left wing, three. Carson Gansebaum knocks it down. Gansebaum with the triple. His first triple of the game, his first attempt, 47-45. Gasing drives. Same bounce pass to Bussard this time. A little harder to corral it, but the same result. Zach Bussard has 14, 49-45. Breaking is Hastings, and Kale is unable to finish. He's down on the ground in some pain. And Dort with a brief numbers advantage here. Three-pointer from the wing is good. Jesse Jansma. He's come to play today. 18 points for Jesse Jansma. He scored 41 against Midland back in December. It's 52-45 Dort. Imstra to Lepofsky. And we're going to get a whistle here. I think an injury whistle for Logan Kale. And so we'll get a little more size on the floor for the Broncos here as Zach Kitten will check in. So the 6'2 guard exchanged for the 6'5 forward. 52-45, just under 2 minutes into the second half. Defenders a seven-point lead. Mason Heemstra over to Gansebaum. Gansebaum will dribble left back towards the top of the key. Lepofsky, left point three. And it's good. That one rattles home. Brandon Lepofsky with a big basket for the Broncos. 52-48 Dort. Franken. Jansma using the Franken screen. A switch there. Gets the bigger man on Jansma. And it's turned over. Jansma tried to get it to Gasing. Heemstra with the breakaway and the laying it in. There are first points of the game off a turnover. And it's 52-50. Just a two-point lead for Dort. Gasing now driving around. Corner three. Bleeker. Good. A big answer for the defenders there. 55-50. Pace really picking up. Both teams looking like they want to get running. With it is Gansebaum. Lepofsky. Heemstra. Left wing. Entry pass to Kitten on the block. Kitten trying to take it on Bussard. Stuck in the paint. Kicks it out. Three-pointer. That's off. No good. An air ball. As that one missed right. Garrett Franken with it. 55-50. 17 minutes to go in the game. Driving. Franken blocked out of bounds. And it hits Franken as he's out of bounds. Franken wanted a foul. Claimed he was hit on the arm. It's going to go down as a block shot, though, for Hastings. And it went off the shoulder, I believe, of Franken as he was standing out of bounds. 55-50. Dort leads by five. Kale, or Gansebaum, rather, driving left block. Over to Kitten. Little stutter step. Right-handed shot. The hook is good. 55-52. Gasing now to Bleeker. Franken. Jansma drives. Free throw line. Kicks it back out. Bleeker thought about the deep three. Passes it off to Jansma. Jansma in attack mode to the basket. Can't get it to fall. Laid it up with the right hand. Hit off the near side of the iron. Heemstra, right wing. Kitten just inside the three-point arc. Bounce pass on the cut. And just missing. Not sure if Gansebaum knew that was coming. And the turnover gives it to Dort. Just the third turnover of the game for the Broncos in almost 24 minutes of game action. Josh Finlingen will check in for Zach Bussard. He'll get a breather about 4 minutes into this half. 55-52, a three-point lead for Dort. Heemstra hounding Gasing. Gasing gets it over to Finlingen. About 35 feet away from the basket. Over to Franken. Franken into the paint. Turnaround. Right hand off the front iron. No good. Bart Hiscock with the rebound. I haven't seen the ball in Hiscock's hand much as this tempo has really amped up so far this half. With it is Hiscock. The jumper right on cue off the back iron. No good. Rebound corralled by Franken. Then Gasing wants to push. Leaker left wing. Then Lingen over to Jansma. Right wing now. Jansma driving baseline. Kicks it. Into the corner, Gasing, three-pointer off the front iron, no good. Bounced up by Josh Finlingen, and Heemstra able to get it, but poked away from behind. Ben Gasing forces a turnover, and Hastings has already doubled its turnover total for the first 24 minutes in the past 60 seconds. Jansma left alone, three on the screen, knocks it down. Jesse Jansma with a big 21, 58-52. Lepofsky over the top to Bart Hiscock. The double comes down low. We're going to get a foul And we're going to say that Bart Hiscock was in his shooting motion. So the foul will go on Garrett Franken, his second personal, the first foul for either team in this half, 5 minutes and 2 seconds in. So Bart Hiscock will go to the free throw line with the Broncos trailing by six. And the first free throw is good. Gasink and Franken will leave. Winterfeld and Brunsting will check in. Logan Kale checks back into the game for the Broncos. And we'll get another substitution if Hiscock is able to knock down this free throw. 68% shooter for the free throw line on the season. Can't get the second to fall. So the lead is at 5, 58-53. Brunsting picks up his dribble just across half court. Over to Vinlingen. Jansma guarded closely by Kale. Winterfeld in the paint. Kicks it out. Bleeker thought about the three. Instead will drive. Kicks it out. Vinlingen. Right wing Jansma. Top of the key, Vinlingen, a three-pointer, no good. Rebound corralled by Leposki. He skies up to get that one. And on the break, it's Kale. Kale getting by Brunsting, and then initially fouled on a pass, though. So Chandler Brunsting picks up his first personal, second team foul. And we'll get a substitution now. Shane Chamberlain will check in for Bart Hiscock. Hiscock checks out with 17. 14-22 remaining in regulation. 58-53. Lepofsky guarded by Winterfeld. Mid-range jumper. Baseline off the rim twice. No good. And Chandler Brunsting skies for the board. Winterfeld left wing. The Jansma top of the key using a Winterfeld and a Vinlingen screen jumper too strong. The mid-range J no good. Chamberlain with a rebound and Heemstra will push. Into the paint, free throw line. Kicks it back out to Chamberlain. Kale. Lepofsky, top of the key. Lepofsky guarded by Jansma. Over to Chamberlain, three-pointer, left wing. And that one swishes home. The lead down to two, 58-56. Brunsting, guarded by Heemstra. Heemstra just making Dort take a little longer to get it across the timeline. Winterfeld. Jansma on the right point here. Guarded by Kale. Then Lingen. Thought about the three. Dribble, step back, three. It's good. Josh Vinlingen, a little bit of hesitation, but the confidence knocks it down for his first points of the game, 61-56. First points from a bench player for the defenders as well. Lepofsky over to Kitten. Left elbow, right wing, the skip pass. Over to Chamberlain. Chamberlain, a tough contested three. That's no good. Josh Vinlingen with the board. Chandler Brunsting surveys the offense. Marcus Winterfeld uses a Vinlingen screen. Wants to get it to Jansma. Over the top does. It's tipped initially by Lepofsky. The last off of Jansma. And Hastings will get possession on the turnover. Jansma and Leaker will head to the bench, as will Lepofsky. Get Franken and Gasink into the game, and Hiscock back onto the floor for the Broncos. A little more offense for the Broncos, a minute and a half breather for Bart Hiscock. Kale over to Heemstra. Dort in a little zone now, switching it up defensively. Heemstra, three-pointer on the wing, that one well off, and a rebound knocked out of bounds, last touched by Kitten. It'll be Dort University basketball. Well, 26 remaining in the second half. A five-point lead for Dort. The scoring certainly has opened up. It was 43-40, now 61-56. The tempo has picked up. Slowing down a little bit thanks to Heemstra's defense when Dort tries to get into his half-court sets. Then Lingen down low. Gasink gets it in on the right block. A nice pass, fine from Ben Lingen over the top. 63-56, a seven-point lead. Heemstra against the zone. Brunsting out there guarding Kale. His own defense giving another look. Hiscock to Heemstra. Open left wing three. Can't get it to fall. Rebound taken by Franken. So Heemstra with two jump shots against the zone. Missed both triples. Brunsting, three. Chandler Brunsting, two huge triples to secure the win against Briarcliff on Wednesday. His first basket of the game pushes the lead back out to double figures for Doherty University. 66-56, 11:32 remaining in regulation. You're listening to Doherty University basketball on KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back here at the DeWitt Gymnasium, Christian Ziles on KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. 66-56, Doherty with the lead. The defenders shooting 57%. 56.52, so it's about as close as you can get and still round up. But we'll give it to him. It's been a hot shooting performance from the defenders. 26 of 46 from the floor, 10 of 18 from behind the arc for 56%. Hastings hasn't been too shabby either behind the arc. 44%, 8 of 18. That's 10% above their season average. But as a whole, shooting at about 43% from the field in the game. 7 turnovers for the defenders, 4 for Hastings. Dort with the 6 a 6 rebounding advantage right now, 27-21, 14 assists on 26 made baskets for Doherty University. With it is Heemstra out of the timeout for the Broncos. 18 on the shot clock. Hiscock tried to get it to Heemstra off the screen. Good defense by Brunson, and now Hiscock will drive. Kicks it out. Kale, 9 on the shot clock. The through-the-legs dribble, and it's poked away by Garrett Franken. Garrett Franken trying to hold off Mason Heemstra. It's tipped away from behind by Heemstra out of bounds. But the steal for Franken leads to the fifth Hastings turnover and possession for Dort underneath the basket. And plenty of time on the shot clock, 27. It's only 3 seconds transpired, moving up the court. So Brunsting will inbound it. Winterfeld kicks it out. Three-pointer, Josh Van Lingen off the back iron, no good. But Marcus Winterfeld, the offensive board. Dort will reset the offense here, getting it to Ben Gasink. 13 on the shot clock. Gasink driving into the paint, gets past his defenders and lays it in with the right hand. Ben Gasink has 9 points. The lead matches its largest of the contest at 12, 68-56. Hiscock over to Chamberlain. Heemstra, baseline. Now Kitten, free throw line, kicks it out. Kale, deep three, thought about it from the DU logo. Instead gets the bounce pass to Hiscock. Hiscock with a nice move, can't get it to go, but fouled on the attempt. And so we'll have 2 free throws coming up for Bart Hiscock. Foul goes on Josh Van Lingen, his first personal, third team foul. Hastings yet to commit a foul almost 10 minutes into this second half. Dort has only committed 3, so when in foul trouble yet, Garrett Franken the only one with 2 fouls for the defenders. Bart Hiscock, 68% free throw shooter, knocks down his first one, 68-57. Zach Buzzard will check in for Josh Van Lingen, and Carson Gantzebaum will check in for Shane Chamberlain. Hiscock, the senior from Bennington, Nebraska, with 18 points, now 19. Swishes that one, knocks down the pair, and the lead is back to 10, 68-58. Winterfeld over to Bussard. Bussard kicking it back out to Franken. Franken the entry pass into the paint. Winterfeld spins right, goes left, up with the right hand, and gets it to go. A couple nice post moves from Marcus Winterfeld. The lead back to 12, 70-58. Winterfeld now with 12 or 4 points, I should say, and now another rebound. 70-58, Dort pushing. Ben Gasing, tough through contact, can't get it to go. Zach Bussard, the offensive rebound, kicks it out. Garrett Franken, the three-pointer for Franken, pushes the lead to 15. Largest of the game for the defenders. Franken's first basket this half, he has 13. 73-58. Kale, Heemstra, along the perimeter, driving. Gansebaum, the reverse layup has worked a couple times. Bussard there for the help defense this time. Throws it off the leg of Marcus Winterfeld, so Hastings will inbound it with 14 seconds left on the shot clock. Heemstra will check out. Lepofsky checks in. Jesse Jansma checks in as well for Chandler Brunsting. And Kate Bleeker will come in for Marcus Winterfeld. Fourteen left on the shot clock as Lepofsky will inbound it to Hiscock. Back to Lepofsky on the block. Isolation on this play. Lepofsky kicks it out to Hiscock. A moving three-pointer to his right. Does not fall, but the ball tipped back out. Lepofsky with the board. And a new 20 on the shot clock. Kale probes the dribble right. Now swings it over to Hiscock. Back to Kale. Knocked away. Jesse Jansba with it. I think Zach Busser got a hand in there as well to force the turnover. 15-point lead for Dort. Jesse Jansba, top of the key. Three. Front iron, no good. And we're getting a Hastings foul. The first foul on Hastings this half will go on Bart Hiscock, his first personal. It was safe pushing off of Zach Busser there, trying to corral the rebound. So 21 still on the shot clock for Dort, and we're going to get a timeout called by Hastings. So Bill Gavers wants to talk to his team. It is a 15-point lead for Dort University, 73-58, 8:50 remaining here in the second half on KDCR. Back here at the DeWitt Gymnasium, 21 on the shot clock. Ben Gasing will inbound it underneath the basket. Over to Garrett Franken, guarded by Kitten. Franken, Bleeker, Jansma, Bussard, and Gasing on the floor for the defenders. Bussard, top of the key. Bounce pass, Gasing back to Buss, and he'll go up, fouled on the play by Bart Hiscock. So Bart Hiscock picks up two fouls in about 15 seconds, 20 seconds. Two fouls on Hiscock, two fouls on Hastings this half. And Bussard will go to the free throw line. 73-58, and that one off the front of the iron, no good. Ryan Ierna will check in. He'll check in for Bart Hiscock. Another free throw coming on the way for Bussard. Dort shooting 56%, 29-52 from the field, compared to 42% for Hastings, 20-48. That free throw from Bussard is good. Pushes the lead out its largest of the game at 16, 74-58 defenders. 15 points for Zach Bussard. Lepofsky swings it to Ierna. Left wing, Gansabom. Hand off over Heemstra. Heemstra, nice dribble move. Floater in the lane, no good. Rebound corralled by Franken. Garrett Franken with a big rebound. Now Dort trying to break. Bleeker over to Jansma, right wing. The DU logo guarded by Heemstra. He takes it all the way to the rack with the left hand. Jesse Jansma, 23 points. It's 76-58. Ierna, left elbow, backs into Bussard, and then tries to pass it to a cutting Lepofsky off of his legs. Dort will get the turnover. And now Dort will slow things down, get into a half-court offensive set, 7:40 remaining in this one. 76-58 defenders. An 18-point lead, just wants to see things out. That one from Jansma. Heemstra gets a piece of it. And then tries to keep it alive. Good effort. Mason Heemstra's read a couple of those today and knocked a few away. So 11 on the shot clock still for Dort. Inbound it side out. Jansma. Busser. Top of the key. 8 on the shot clock. Franken open. 3-pointer. That's good. Late in the shot clock, how you left Garrett Franken open at the top of the key. Not sure, but the lead is 21. 16 points for Garrett Franken, 79-58. Gansabom drives. That's poked out from behind by Gasing, and Franken gets it. Pushes over to Gasing. But we'll slow it down a little bit here. Bleeker has it knocked away by Ierna, and off the leg of Bleeker. Ierna tried to corral it, and I think fortunately for Dort, accidentally knocked that off the leg of Bleeker. Otherwise, Hastings was going to try to be on the break. 7:04 left in regulation. 79-58 on the floor for the Broncos. Bart Hiscock, Brendan Lepofsky, Shane Chamberlain, Carson Gansbaum, and Mason Heemstra. For Dort, Jesse Chansma, Kate Bleeker, Garrett Franken, Zach Bussard, and Ben Gasing. Chamberlain, bounce pass underneath to Gansabom, goes up. Gasing maybe getting away with a little bit of a foul there, but it's a miss. And now Dort on the break. Jansma in the corner, gets it down low to Bussard. Bussard wants to go to work on Hiscock. Left hand, can't get it to fall. Hiscock with a couple taps, gets it over to Heemstra. Heemstra driving all the way to the rim. Mason Heemstra, he has 9. And it's 79-60. Transition 3, Jesse Jansma. the triple for Jesse. He's got 26. It's a 22-point lead for the defenders. 6:16 remaining in the second half of play. Dort opening things up here. 43 points in the first half. 39 already here in the second half, and just 20 for the Broncos. We'll be back here on KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 in 30 seconds. The Dort University men's basketball team cruising 82-60. Back here in Sioux Center, KDCR 88.5 FM 82-60. The defenders with a 22-point lead and 6:16 remaining in this one. Dort working towards an important victory. Just one game in the regular season left after this one. The final home game for the defenders in the regular season. And a good showing on senior day. Top of the key, Shane Chamberlain over to Brandon Lepofsky. Left wing contested three over Marcus Winterfeld. No good. But Mason Heemstra hits the rebound. Long rebound corralled by the Broncos. Pass over the top. Gansenbaum gets it down to Lepofsky. He's trying to take it on Winterfeld, and Winterfeld brought the arm down just a little bit too much. And it's a foul on Marcus Winterfeld, his first personal, and the first foul on Dort in about 4.5 minutes. Four team fouls on the defenders, two on Hastings. Brendan Lepofsky at the line for two. First free throw off the back iron, no good. Gaysink and Bussard will check out. Van Lingen and Brunsting will check in. Lepofsky, a 69% free throw shooter on the season. Missed the front end. And the second free throw as well. Misses that one too. So Lepofsky goes 0 for 2 at the charity stripe, and the lead stays at 22. 5:45 remaining. Brunsting to Van Lingen over the top. Jesse Jansma through contact. He'll go to the line. Jesse Jansma fouled on the play by Carson Ganzelon, his second personal, third team foul. And Jesse Jansma, who has 26 points, will head to the free throw line to add to that total and the defender lead. Jansma, an 84% free throw shooter this season. Knocked down a couple free throws earlier. And knocks down that one as well. Jansma now 3 for 3 from the free throw line, 27 points. Jesse Jansma, 10 of 14 from the field, 4 of 5 from behind the arc. And now 4 of 4 at the free throw line. A hot shooting night for Jesse Jansma. He's got 28. The defenders lead 84-60. 5.5 left to go in this one for Dort University. Trying to close out its 21st win of the season and grab its 12th win in conference play. Pass, Heemstra looking for Hiscock, who hasn't been much of a factor in this second half. Knocked away by Van Lingen, the steal for Dort. Now Van Lingen, top of the key. Over to Jansma. Just inside the three-point line, gets it to Brunsting. Three-pointer, Chandler Brunsting. The defenders 14 of 24 from behind the arc. And it's 87-60. The threes are falling today. Lepofsky, top of the key, entry pass. A nice backdoor cut initially, but a travel from Chamberlain. Struggled to corral it initially, and then the defense recovered a little bit of a bump, but Chamberlain lost his footing and is whistled for the turnover. 87-60, 4:49 remaining. Jansma hits it across the timeline. A lot of contact here right in front of me. And that is whistled as a foul. Shane Chamberlain with his first personal. Just the fourth team foul on the Broncos. Hastings only had two turnovers in the first half and has seven in the second half, while the defenders just three in the second half. 87-60. Shot clock and clock was stuck there for a second. Stuck on 24 for maybe 2-3 seconds. But we continue play. 27-point lead shouldn't matter as Brunsting has it about 10 seconds on the shot clock. Jansma now at the logo. Guarded by Gansenbaum. Getting it to Van Lingen. He'll kick it. Three. Brunsting. No good. Battling for the rebound. Dort corrals it. Cade Bleeker with the offensive board. 4:10 remaining, and Dort will continue to use some clock. At last possession, they called out a play. Said, we don't want to run until there are 10 seconds left. And now continuing to milk the clock. 8 on the shot clock, 4 minutes left in the game. Jansma driving, knocked away by Hiscock. Van Lingen, a deep three-pointer, no good. Offensive rebound. Chandler Brunstein battling for it and knocks it away out of bounds off of Shane Chamberlain. So the hustle works off the fingertips of Chamberlain, and it's going to stay down on this end. And Dort could use a full minute 10 if it so desires on this trip. A couple substitutions, Ryan Ierna and Logan Kale back in the game. Eli Hunter, Lepofsky out there as well. And Chamberlain. For Dort, it's Winterfeld, Van Lingen, Bleeker, Jansma, and Brunstein. And Winterfeld will wait till there are 10 seconds on the shot clock to move into the offense. Jansma, left wing, guarded by Ierna, gets it down low. Van Lingen goes on Lepofsky, through contact, can't get into the fall, and Ierna will corral the board. 3:30 remaining, 87-60. Lepofsky, dribble move, a shot from the three. No good. Ierna tips it into the corner to no one in particular. Trying to keep the play alive. Good effort, but no one there for the Broncos. And Jesse Jansma will go off to a big ovation for the defenders. And look at this. Chad Barkema makes his return. The first time he'll see game action for the defenders since breaking his hand late in the contest at the Corn Palace against Dakota Wesleyan last month. So with 3:23 left, Kendrick Van Kickerix also checked in. You have Winterfeld, Barkema, Van Kickerix, Brunstein, and Van Lingen on the floor for Dort. Hastings checking Josh Quinn into the game as well as Zach Johnson. Driving, Winterfeld kicks it out. Van Lingen over to Barkema, I should say. Barkema has it knocked away. Tries to get it back to Van Lingen, but it's intercepted by Johnson. Johnson to Quinn. Now right wing, it's Johnson. Kale. The dribble left. Picks up his dribble, guarded by Brunstein. 15 left on the shot clock. It's Ierna, top of the key. He'll shoot the three, backing off the back iron. And Marcus Winterfeld grabs the rebound. That's Winterfeld's fifth board of the game. 87-60. Been sitting on this scoreline for a little bit now. About a minute 45. Barkema over to Winterfeld. Bobbles it, but corrals it. Guarded by a couple guys. Van Lingen has his arm slapped there. You could hear it. No foul called. Now eight on the shot clock. Van Lingen over the top, down low. Looked to get it to Barkema, but that one knocked away. Back-to-back turnovers for the defenders. Zach Johnson. Across the timeline over to Logan Kale. Kale using an Ierna screen. Picks up his dribble, top of the key. Over to Johnson, left wing three, too strong. Rebound handled by Josh Van Lingen. And Dort will call a timeout now to get another substitution with 2:02 remaining. We'll get another senior, Dustin Mara, into this one. And Caleb Harmson checking in as well. Got a timeout here at the DeWitt Gymnasium. 87-60. 2:02 remaining. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Dort University Basketball on KDCR.
This broadcast of Defender Athletics on KDCR is made possible by Joe's TV and Appliance in Orange City, offering new and used appliances, grills, TVs, and now Serta mattresses, all backed with service you know, guaranteed by Joe. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City, an ICAR recognized gold class shop. It's a full service automotive collision repair facility, also offering 24-hour towing and recovery services in Northwest Iowa. CNH Body Repair, their reputation didn't happen by accident. And by Kevin Gasing, CFA, and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764.
And a basket for Chad Barkema, the senior, out of the timeout. Dort able to get it on a nice pass on the left block, finishing it down low. His first point since a contest against Dakota Wesleyan in his first action. Great for the senior on senior day to get on the score sheet and get back into the game. 89-60, Ryan Ierna struggled on a couple long jump shots, but knocks that one down. It's 83-69. Less than 90 seconds left to go in this one. Dort just seeing this victory out. Dustin Mara, senior, trying to get on the score sheet as well. Ierna blocked. Blocked by Ierna on the play. And now breaking are the Broncos. Reagan Meyer also into the game for Hastings. Over to Ierna. And that one, whistle away from the basket. We'll get another substitution. Camden Bielis will check in. And we'll get a senior ovation for Chandler Brunstein. Chandler Brunstein will leave This one with a couple three-pointers, 6 points and four rebounds. And we're going to get a late substitution as well. Another senior send-off. Senior day, Chad Barkema. A guy that Coach Van Haften has claimed personifies the defender way. And the most versatile defender that Dorr has able to score. He's subbed out by Jackson Lee. Jack Johnson, jumper, back iron, no good. Camden Bielis with a rebound. Bielis bringing it up the court, gets it across the timeline himself. He'll hand it off to Van Kickerix. 40 on the game clock, 20 on the shot clock. Screen set by Mara. Over to Harmson. Bielis now sets the screen. Caleb Harmson probing into the corner. Jackson Lee, three, no good. Camden Bielis battling for it. Ierna corrals the board. 25 seconds left to go. Trevor Adelon brings it up. Over to Quinn, now Johnson. Back to Adelon, left wing. Kicks him back out. Ierna, 13 on the game clock. Shot clock is turned off. Johnson to Adelon. Adelon, lefty, three-pointer from the wing is good. Trevor Adelon gets the basket, and that's going to do it here at the DeWitt Gymnasium on Senior Day. The defenders get a clean sweep of the Hastings Broncos. 66-64 in the women's contest, 89-66 for the men here against Hastings. That means Dort is 21-8 on the season and 12-7 in GPAC play. We'll get some of the other GPAC results and take a look at the standings as well across the conference as things really starting to wind down. Dort just one game left on the schedule for the men that next Wednesday at Mount Marty. So things really starting to come to a clearer picture for that conference tournament seating. Although it's a little hard to say with as competitive as the GPAC has been across the board this season. I'm Christian Zylstra. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We'll have your Wireless World post-game wrap-up right after this. Welcome back to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, live from the DeWitt Gymnasium on what was a very successful senior day for Dort University. A big day for the defenders, getting the sweep in the doubleheader against Hastings, the women winning 66-64 over the Hastings Broncos, and the men following that one up with an 89-66 victory. On the Wireless World post-game wrap-up and on Senior Day, the Senior Day edition, we're joined by the head coach of the men's basketball program, Coach Brian Van Haften. Coach, first of all, congratulations on another win. Overall, six of the last seven games your team's been able to grab the victory. How are you guys starting to really hit your stride here down the stretch?
Well, we're just playing as a team really well. I mean, I see us another 19 assist performance. I thought our guys passed the ball brilliantly tonight. I thought that defensively we had a little breakdown towards the end of the first half. A lot of it had to do with Bart Hiscock playing really well. But in the second half, man, our defense was great. And just one of our better efforts in the second half tonight.
Yeah, only 26 points allowed in the second half. You mentioned Bart Hiscock had 16 in the first half. Was not quite as effective, just 3 points in the second half. How were you guys able to, I guess, limit him? I don't want to say shut him down completely, but the second half-wise, he really had a flow and a rhythm and really didn't seem to get the looks and the shots he did in that first half.
Yeah, instead of changing up who we're going to have guard him, I mean, we just challenged the guys, hey, let's do a little bit better for Boss and Josh. And they both did a tremendous job out there on Hiscock. And, man, he's just a really good player. But, so we just challenged him a little bit more. They just stepped up, and it was just great to see us. I love the way we pass the basketball. I love the way we share it and the way we encourage everybody. And a really good night for Dort defenders.
Jesse Jansmill had a big game, 28 points, one of his best offensive outings from a shooting standpoint since he scored 41 in this gym. Could you tell early on he kind of had things going on that end?
I don't know how it worked out, but he got himself some twos early. Got a couple of easy ones, and then the threes started to go in the second half. And I think that's probably how it has to work for him a little bit more. And, man, he's such a gifted shooter, and he's just been in a slump, and we anticipated it to come forward here at some point, and tonight he did.
It was senior day. We got to see a number of seniors contribute in different ways across the board. Got to see Chad Barkema get in and get a basket as well. What can you say about just the group of guys in this program and the effort and the way they've personified what it means to be a part of the Defender Way?
Yeah, no doubt. They are great servants to each other, to others around. Man, when they go and read to kids at Sioux Center Christian, I mean, they light up the room. They are awesome guys, and they are for you, not against you, every single one of them. And Dustin is just a wonderful guy who's really made us a lot better. You know, obviously, Chad Barkema coming back from injury. Man, you could just see how all the guys were rooting for him. Buss had a great game today. Josh had a great game today. And just, I'm missing some. Chandler. Chandler had a really good game today. And then, of course, Mitch Lambert is our energy guy on the bench. And he did a wonderful job, too. I mean, these guys are great servants. They're great students. And they're the kind of guys that you want to have in your program.
Last home regular season tonight. The journey continues with the regular season finale next Wednesday. What do you want to see from your team between now and then against Mount Marty, who fell to Concordia today? So a big contest coming up at Mount Marty on Wednesday, especially when you look at trying to secure not only a home game in the GPAC tournament, but potentially moving up to that second or third spot.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we'll just, all we can do is just, man, just take it one day at a time. Just have a great practice on Monday. Take tomorrow off and enjoy it. Have a really good practice on Tuesday, and then be ready to go. We know it's going to be tough on the road, but we'll be ready. I mean, our guys have done a great job all year long, and you know, we'll be ready to guard those guys. In fact, we'll have a hard time guarding them just because they're so good in the guard court. We have trouble with that sometimes, but we'll find a way. Our guys have done it all year.
Coach, we appreciate your time. Congratulations on another big win.
Thank you so much, Christian.
89-66, our final here at the DeWitt Gymnasium. The Defender men coming away with the victory today over the Hastings Broncos. The men are now 21-8 on the season and 12-7 in GPAC play. We'll take a look at your postgame stats here, and then we'll take a look at the scores from around the conference and the GPAC standings. Postgame-wise, Hastings shot 42% in the first half, shoots 40% for the game, 39% from behind the arc. They were a combined 10 of 26. And from the free throw line, 71%. For the Dort defenders, a really good shooting outing. 54% for the field, 52% from behind the arc, hitting 14 of 27 threes in this one. And then 70% from the free throw line. Only got there 10 times, but able to knock down 10. And it was really that three-point shooting that helped extend this one in the second half. And, of course, the Dort defense as well, allowing just 26 points in the second half. Bart Hiscock, the only player for the Broncos to get into double figures. He had 19, 16 in the first half, 3 in the second half. Several players with 9 for the Broncos. Mason Heemstra, Carson Gansebaum, and Brandon Lepofsky. Lepofsky and Hiscock each grabbed 5 boards and 3 assists for Heemstra and Lepofsky. Hastings just 2 turnovers in the first half, ending up with 10. 8 turnovers in that second half. Dort as well with 10 turnovers, 5 in each half. Scoring-wise for Dort University, Jesse Jansba put in 28 points, 10 of 14 from the floor, 4 for 5 from behind the arc, and 4 of 4 at the free throw line. Also added 2 boards and 2 assists. 2 other players in double figures for Dort: 16 for Garrett Franken, 15 for Zach Bussard. Ben Gasing added 9, Cade Bleeker with 8, 6 points for Chandler Brunsting, 3 for Josh Van Lingen, and 2 points for both Chad Barkema and Marcus Winterfeld. Zach Bussard and Garrett Franken each had 8 rebounds on the day as well. 9 assists. That's right, 9 assists from Ben Gasing in today's game. Dort with 19 assists in the contest on what ended up being 34 made shots. So assists on over half of the baskets today from the defenders. As we take a look around the GPAC, the standings. Scores on the men's side: Dakota Wesleyan trailed on the road at halftime, but come away with a 15-point victory over the Doan Tigers, 79-64. Northwestern played a tight one at home with Midland, but the Red Raiders eked out their fifth consecutive victory, 76-73. Those two teams are going to play each other on Wednesday, and boy, that's going to be exciting. Those two teams tied for second place in the GPAC standings. Morningside cruised against Jamestown. When they have things clicking, can be quite the offensive juggernaut. 111 points, 111-85 over the Jimmies. And Concordia was firing on offensive cylinders today, upsetting number 18 Mount Marty, 98-74. That means if Dort is able to beat Mount Marty on Wednesday, which won't be an easy task, a very good team and a team that certainly can score, but Dort with an amazing offensive performance the first time they played the Lancers here in Sioux Center, Dort with a win could secure a conference tournament home game, a home GPAC quarterfinal. As we take a look at the men's standings, Morningside has already won the conference at 17-2 overall, or in the GPAC, I should say, 25-2 overall. Dakota Wesleyan and Northwestern, just a half game ahead of the Defenders, they are tied at 12-6. Northwestern has the tougher path left out of those two, as Northwestern will play at Dakota Wesleyan on Wednesday, and then will host number one Morningside for the regular season finale. For Dakota Wesleyan, they'll host Northwestern and then be at Hastings. Dort is in fourth right now, just a half game behind Northwestern and Dakota Wesleyan. So in fourth place right now, Concordia, a game and a half behind the Defenders, along with Mount Marty. Those two teams tied for fifth at 10-8. Jamestown in seventh at 9-9. And right now, Hastings at 6-12 is a game ahead of Briarcliff and Midland for eighth place for that final GPAC tournament spot. That's going to do it for us here on KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Dort University Defenders coming away with a sweep today. Dort upsets number two Hastings in the women's contest, 66-64, and the Defender men come away with an 89-66 victory in our second game. Have a great evening. Thanks for tuning in to KDCR 88.5 FM and KDCR 88.5.com.